locked in again. It ain't air conditioned back here?
No! I'm just so hunky-dory happy to be here, folks. Glad to see all of you. You're late.
Better late than never, though.
I had thought I would ask for a name on my storage room, dressing room door, but I think I'm going to have to ask for an air conditioner.
Come here and talk before they hear you.
What happened to my mic?
It broke.
It broke?
Mic set on it.
Mike set on the mic.
I was doing a test.
It worked. If you tried to kill it, you killed it.
No good.
No good.
What you got in your bag of goodies?
What have I got in my bag of goodies? Well, I'm not gonna show you right now.
Okay.
I'm not gonna show you. My cheat sheet's in there. If I didn't have it, I'll give it that. You know, Albert Knight's chapel.
You need to change the decoration on the hat. This is fall. That's springtime decoration.
Well, I'll just come down to your store and let you go with me to pick out the flowers and put on it. That nice chapel the other week, a few weeks ago, they had this little marriage seminar on getting to know your spouse better. Well, Maybell tried and tried and tried. Dad, Sam, please, Sam, don't move with me to this marriage seminar. Well, he finally agreed, and she thought, well, after all of these years, surely we know each other pretty well. Well, right out of that, the presenter asked this question, which would be really simple to most people. You hear me say most people.
Where's he at, anyway?
I don't know.
He's locked in the bathroom, too.
Yeah. The presenter asked this question, well, what is your wife's favorite flower? Sam jumped up, right, just bright and bushy-tailed, and said, I know what Maybell's favorite flower is. It's Pillsbury. Now we know why Sam left the room. Maybell is not speaking to him because he got it wrong. Did he even get the baby's flower right? Do you use Pillsbury? Whatever's on sale, okay?